You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
The Lac-du-Flambeau Tribal Police Department is pleased to announce that they have found and made contact with Brianne Lynn West Calabrese. She was found safe in Fargo, North Dakota, Wednesday morning. They said Brianne's loved ones are extremely happy that she's been found safe and are thankful to those who helped locate her. Once again, Brianne Lynn West Calabrese has been safely found. Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., it's Firefest 2025 over in Phillips. This is your opportunity to come out for a family fun event over at the Phillips Fire Hall. This will feature water fights, food, drinks, music, a bounce house, a dunk tank, and raffles. This is free admission, so just stop on by and have a good time. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 26th from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. over at 164 South Avon Avenue in Phillips. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk even in the summer months. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poison.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. That's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like you to be aware of an ongoing scam. This is a phone call scam where a caller is representing themselves as being with the, quote, Iron County Police, end quote, and they are asking for money for unpaid bills or fines and threatening arrest. It has even been reported that the caller ID is showing Iron County Police. The Iron County Sheriff's Office would like to assure you that they will never make these calls and that this is a scam. As a general rule, never give out personal credit card or banking information to someone over the phone. Once again, if you receive a phone call from somebody claiming to be with Iron County Police and threatening you with arrest for unpaid bills or fines, remember, this is a scam, and the Iron County Sheriff's Office will never make these calls. Thursday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., it's Can You Grow It Garden Tours. This is a field trip to visit some local gardens. On July 22nd, meet at the library at 4 p.m. to receive some info and an itinerary. If you have any questions, you can contact the library at 715-339-2868. They hope to see you there for this fun event. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, July 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Atlanta, Heathrow, and Dubai all are pretty busy airports. A surprising Wisconsin town joins them this weekend. Lisa Hale reports.
This weekend, lowly Whitman Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin will become the busiest airport in the world. So says EAA Communications Director Dick Napinski.
By Thursday and Friday, you'll notice that there are a lot of airplanes coming in. Then Saturday and Sunday, it's kind of the land rush at that point. And they come in, and that's really when we become the world's busiest airport. Busier than Hartsfield, busier than O'Hare, busier than any place else in the world.
Last year, EAA AirVenture drew a record number of over 686 attendees.
That's an incredibly large number when you think about it, all the logistics that go into it, not only for the camping, but the retail, the traffic. And of course, we've got the third dimension, people landing from the sky at the same time when we become the world's busiest airport. So it is a phenomenon that is an amazing piece of choreography just to put together, not only on that airport, but throughout the community.
And the visitors came from almost 100 different countries.
And if you talk to any pilot, almost any pilot in the world, and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you cannot buy that kind of visibility. It is something that we in the community in the Fox Valley can be very proud of.
EAA AirVenture officially gets underway Monday, July 21st, but campers and planes have already started arriving and getting set up. In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond two chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount+. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the 9th most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Right now, it's 51.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.